As Dennis Duncan's charming book shows, though today they suggest fusty libraries, indexes were once a novelty. A book seems such a simple structure that it feels less invented than self-evident, the innovations behind it hard to see. Yet every chapter in its progress was slow, bound on either side by centuries of sluggishness. Turnable pages didn't really arrive until the 1st century BC. The book form didn't take off properly until the 4th century AD. The separating of words with spaces didn't get going until the 7th, very late for something so useful. Finally, things accelerated. First came the index in the 13th century, then Gutenberg, then in 1470, the first printed page number. You can still see it in a book in the Bodleian Library. People have struggled with the speed of literary production ever since. Is there anywhere on earth exempt from these swarms of new books, grumbled Erasmus. The index was both an aid and a problem of its own. Many people read only them, tuttered the hard-to-please Erasmus. An anxiety has always hung about them that, while they enhance convenience, they threaten serendipity. To claim to have read a book when you have only read the index is, said Jonathan Swift, like a traveller claiming to describe a palace when he had seen nothing but the privy. But indexes could and can be fun. Brevity is the soul of wit, and what is briefer than an index? Consider this takedown of a British politician. Aitken, Jonathan, admires risk-takers, 59, goes to jail, 60. At times they were astonishingly ambitious. The Victorians strove to produce a key to all knowledge. Like railways and author rhapsodized, indexes have cleared the way. They have levelled mountains and straightened the most tortuous parts. What a time-saver. This is electricity. They are still saving time. Where Victorian keys to everything failed, Google has succeeded, says Mr. Duncan. For what is the search engine but a giant electronic index? Type in the word and everything appears instantly. Gluttony / God / shame / shite / Angola / Ascot / Aitken and all the rest. What a time saver. What electricity. And yet it is hard not to feel, like Erasmus, that something has been lost. The mountains have been levelled, the parts straightened, the serendipity has gone.